creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
TUB40. And the track called Food for Thought. Fish is supposed to be good for your brain. We will find out just how good it is very, very shortly. And somebody who knows all about fish and omega-3 and stuff like that is my first guest on the show this morning. It's Professor Philip Calder from the University of Southampton. Now, Philip is a nutrition scientist and head of the nutritional immunology over there at Southampton. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yes, I didn't know whether to call you Philip or Professor.
Philip is fine.
Marvellous stuff.
Let's be friendly.
Exactly. So, now then, you've been studying nutrition over 3 decades. In your opinion, have our overall diets got worse over the years?
So I think the food that's available to us, of course, the variety of food has actually increased over the years. So we're not worried so much about seasonality and locally grown anymore, although those are really important things. But of course, the way the food industry works, food processing, and also what people expect, they expect good value for money. They don't expect a lot of time preparing their own meals and so on. So actually, there's been a deleterious change in many dietary habits, I think.
Now, we sort of hear the term omega-3 bandied around a lot. And to be honest, I am not 100% sure at all what omega-3 is and why it's so good for us. So what is omega-3 and why is it so good for us, sort of health, body and everything else?
Yeah. So omega-3 are a type of healthy fat. So probably the listeners are thinking, oh, all fat is bad. Now, that's not actually true at all. There are actually some healthy fats, and omega-3s are really the healthiest fats. There are some plant omega-3s, but there are also omega-3s that we can only get from fish. And those are the omega-3s that are really good for us. And we call them EPA and DHA. Now, most people are not getting enough EPA and DHA because most people are not eating fish or eating enough fish, which is a shame because those two healthy fats are really important for heart health, for brain health, and for eye health. So they're really important to help our different parts of our body to function optimally. So it's a great shame people are not getting enough of those from the diet.
You see, it seems really weird that people aren't getting enough fish because, all these fish and chip shops that are sort of all over the place, and everybody loves fish and chips. I mean, I had fish and chips last night. Why is it that people don't have as much fish in their diets? Why do you think it is? Because I love fish.
That's a great question. So I think in general, people actually eat less fish now than they used to, whether it's fish and chips or other types of fish. But these omega-3s that we're talking about today, they actually come from particular types of fish. And unfortunately, cod and the white fish used in fish and chips are not really a very good source of EPA and DHA. So the types of fish I'm talking about are like salmon, trout, sardines, mackerel. We call those fatty fish or oily fish, and that's actually because they contain quite a lot of fat, including this healthy fat, omega-3s. So it's those particular types of fish that people are not eating enough of.
See, I love tuna as well. I love tuna sandwiches and just eating tuna out of the can. Is that as good for us as the fish that you mentioned?
Yeah, that's another really good question. So a tuna steak is a good source of these healthy omega-3s, EPA and DHA, but canned tuna isn't. And the reason is when the tuna is used for canning, all of the oil is actually pressed out of the tuna. So in fact, tuna turns into something, as far as omega-3s is concerned, a little bit like cod, in fact. But that doesn't mean that canned tuna isn't good. It's a very good source of protein, of course, but also it contains some important vitamins and minerals. So canned tuna is actually, I would say part of a healthy diet, but it's not a good source of EPA and DHA. So again, people want to be thinking about salmon, sardines, mackerel, and pilchards, fish like that.
I mean, I go to the supermarket and I see all these fish on the sort of, you know, in the tins and everything else. And if you go to a posh supermarket where they're all laid out in the ice, it's not the cheapest of food. Do you think that if the price of fish was, you know, probably brought down, people would eat more, they'd buy more?
Yeah, so I think one of the barriers to fish consumption is the cost, particularly if you're thinking about something like, you know, salmon fillets for a family. That's going to be pretty expensive. Yeah. Of course, red meat is expensive as well. But, you know, white meats like chicken are much less expensive. So I think one barrier is the price of the sort of fish I'm talking about. Although the canned fish, like sardines, for example, sardines, pilchards, mackerel in cans, they are still rich in omega-3s, unlike the tuna that I mentioned. They're pretty cheap. So I think cost is a barrier, but there are ways around it. But I think the other thing is simply a lot of people are not brought up knowing these fish, enjoying these fish. So unfortunately, they're missing out.
I suppose as well what's happening in the world at the moment, that has a very big effect on the price of fish and people opting to have fish in their diet as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so when you say what's going on in the world, I'm not really sure what you mean. But of course, fish has to be transported.
Yeah.
And transport costs are going up. But there's also, you know, climate change is also affecting the availability of fish. So I think there's lots of things that maybe will make fish even more scarce and will increase the cost.
Now, earlier on, I was telling the listeners that, you know, I fished last night and everything. But I'm not sure how much fish should one person eat? Maybe in a week, a month. What's the sort of the amount of fish that we should be eating to be healthy?
Yeah. So actually, the government has a recommendation around fish, which has been in since the 1990s, and was confirmed again in 2004. So the government says everybody should eat fish twice a week, or at least twice a week, actually. And once they could have white fish, so that's like your cod, for example. And once they should have these special oily fish containing EPA and DHA, like trout, sardines, mackerel, and so on. So, at a minimum, people should really be thinking about one white fish meal and one oily fish meal a week. Of course, if you want to have more than that, that would be brilliant.
Does it matter how it's cooked, though? Because, I mean, you go to the chip shop or you get sort of these frozen fish in batter. With it being in batter, does that take any of the goodness away from the fish that's inside the batter?
I think it has the opposite effect, of course, because, deep frying where the batter is really soaking up a lot of the fat that the fish is being fried in, you know, that's not really a healthy option. So that's not something I would recommend people do a lot. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it at all. So you're really adding unhealthy fat to the fish when you're deep frying like that. So I think if we go back to our oily fish, like salmon, for example, you know, baking salmon in foil in the oven, that produces a wonderful meal, and you're not destroying anything and you're retaining the omega-3s. Of course, something like sardines, which I keep mentioning, you know, you can open a tin of sardines and put sardines on toast. You haven't done anything to them except take them out of the tin. They're retaining all of their omega-3s because you've actually got the whole fish in the tin. Same with tin pilchards, tin mackerel, and so on.
I think I'm going to have more sardines because I just love eating sardines out of the tin. And the smell of it is gorgeous. I like the smell of it, but I suppose to some people the smell of fish would put them off a little bit. Why do you think people don't like fish as much as they should do?
Yeah, so I think you've hit the nail on the head. So part of it is the smell and the taste. And it goes back to my point of people haven't really been brought up on these things, which I think is a change from going back in time when actually fish consumption was much higher in the UK going back in time than it is now, where people were really used to eating fish and shellfish and lots of, I would call them, you know, strong tasting things from the sea. I think we've lost that a bit. Of course, you know, we're talking about fish as a source of omega-3s, EPA and DHA. You know, an alternative for people who either don't want to or can't eat fish for whatever reason is, you know, those fatty acids are available in supplements. So, you know, supplements that people might call fish oil or cod liver oil, they are rich sources of EPA and DHA.
Not as nice tasting as just having a nice piece of fish in front of you, but there you go. That is an option as well, the omega-3 supplements. If people want to find out more about sort of getting more fish in their diet, getting more omega-3 in their diet, where's the best place to look?
Yeah, so the NHS website has a lot of information about more healthy and less healthy aspects of diet. So actually the NHS website has information about fish and omega-3s. I think that would be a good place. So, you know, that would be, you know, the first port of call, I think, for the general public to find out more. And of course, they can find out about anything about a healthy diet from the NHS website, things to do with vitamins, minerals, and so on, as well as fish and omega-3s.
Brilliant stuff. Well, it's definitely given us food for thought this morning as well. And yeah, I think I need to have some more sardines in my diet, because they taste gorgeous. They do. So yeah, next shopping trip, I'm going to get some sardines. Professor Cowdery, it's been lovely to speak to you this morning. It's been an education as well. I've learned a little bit more about omega-3, and hopefully the listeners have as well. So thank you so much for all the work that you do with nutrition and everything like that. And also for highlighting the fact that we need more fish in our diets, and there's no reason not to, because it just tastes so good as well. Stay off the batter and stick to the fresh fish. Yeah, so thank you so much for taking your time out this morning. And thank you for all the information.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.